Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Send me videos of all the kids in assembly screaming my name. That fills me with absolute love and pride. Like, I mean, like nothing else. And I want to inspire them. I'm just a normal boy from Aldi Town. Like.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Hey, we're just 7 days out now from the game in Prague against Czechia, a game that I feel like it's been coming for a long, long time. How excited are you for the week ahead?
Yeah, it's tough when you have a good momentum not to play the next day or the next week. It's been 4 months. So, really excited. Hopefully we can use the momentum we had in November and kind of repeat the things that we did well. And just add on in some areas as well, but really looking forward to it. These are the games that true professionals like to play. So, speaking to the players, everybody is just looking forward to coming together and take on this big challenge.
How do you go about building that momentum back up again? Because you gave the whole country really a lift back in November. Is it hard to maybe bring that back momentum back and remind the players of what they did a couple of months ago?
No, I think everybody remembers what we did and what happened. So the feeling is there. It's just showing them the tactical bits that we did good. Just reminding them on the identity we have and just reinforcing the things that we have been doing. But it's like it's always going to be a tough match. Obviously, it will be played until we get results, so we can expect 120 minutes and we can expect penalties, etc. So we just need to be prepared for what is coming.
You've brought a couple of new faces into the squad. Harvey Vale has come in, he's switched allegiance from England. How do those conversations go, and have you been impressed with his form for his club, Queen's Park Rangers?
Yeah, he's been improving at Queen Park. He's growing fast there. Obviously, he came in there injured and they knew that he would be out for some time when he brought him in. And I had a talk with him probably over a year ago, and he expressed his desire to play for us. He already had a passport. So, I've been watching him since then, and I think this is the correct time to bring him in, and looking forward to working with him. We need to get to know him a little bit better, show him what we are doing and getting him involved in that one. But obviously don't like many players coming in as new players in such an important moment, but he is a match winner. He is a good attacking player. He's good engine, good height, hard working player. I see him as a potentially big player for Ireland in the future.
You had a couple of injuries in the attacking area of the pitch. I know Evan Ferguson was out, which is a huge loss for your team and for the nation as a whole to see him up there up top. I know you had conversations with Sammy Smodix over the last couple of months and you brought him back into the squad. What can he give the team?
Well, you know, the qualities of Sammy is just a hard-working, quick player, really attacking-minded, direct. So a lot of things that we like in our players. He's done really well when he has played for us. And he's been out because of injuries for some time, so just happy to be here. Happy to have him back here. Sorry.
Dave McGoldrick was a player who was in flying form for Barnsley in League One. We know, obviously, he hasn't played for the national team in a number of years. Were you tempted to give him a call back up?
He was in the frame. We were just looking at all our options. What options do we have? And his name came up when we were discussing. And obviously, he's done brilliantly with his career, I would say. A few years back, he decided to stop playing for the national team. So John O'Shea gave him a call and said, what if, would you be ready to come? And he was surprised but delighted to have the call. So it's just we wanted to have a plan A, a plan B, plan C, if something would happen. He was kind of in our thoughts. And that's the reason why we gave him this call. We just wanted to know if would he be ready, if we would call him up.
Just finally, obviously it's a huge game, potentially another huge one a couple of days after. Seamus Coleman and Robbie Brady have beat their fitness test to get into the squad. How important is it to have them, not just on the pitch, but also their characters in that dressing room? There's a lot of young players in there.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Not only for this squad that is fairly young, a lot of young players, even though they've had now probably 20 internationals. So it's really important to have these players that have done this before, just to share their experience. But we're obviously picking them because of their football qualities, not how good they are outside of the pitch. But now for these guys, the majority of the squad, this is probably the biggest game they've played in the Irish shirt. But they have experience, and I need to give thanks to Stephen Kenny to pick these young players and give them their first games. And he should be proud seeing this team doing so well now, and he has a big part in all of this kind of growth which is happening at this stage.
Thanks, Minute Hamer. We'll see you in Prague.
Welcome.